This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Kremlin says allegations against Russia of war crimes are hampering negotiations with Ukraine, though it says those talks are continuing. Ukraine's President Zelensky is now accusing Russia of using hunger as a weapon of war by deliberately targeting Ukraine's food supplies. The AP's Charles de Ledesma on where the war stands now.
The Ukraine military says Russia's preparing for an offensive in Ukraine's east with the aim to establish complete control over the territory of Donetsk and Luhansk regions. Rubiznyan city in the east was hit by shelling later on Tuesday, its governor saying one person died in the attack and at least five more injured, while elsewhere another regional governor says that overnight forces bombed an industrial facility, adding the night was alarming and difficult, the enemy attacking our area from the air, hitting an oil depot and one of the plants. Rescuers, he said, are still putting out the flames at the plant. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, the National Weather Service is warning of more severe weather in the south, which got battered yesterday by hail, high winds and tornadoes. The Weather Service's Jared Geyer says those storms will be moving farther east now.
There's some chance we see some severe storms along the immediate east coast of the country from Florida up into the Carolinas, mid-Atlantic. But then we'll get a little bit of a break in the pattern. It'll be a brief break, but then things will turn more active as we go into next week.
The number of reported COVID cases is down, as is the number of deaths. But the World Health Organization warns the numbers may be iffy because many countries have stopped widespread testing for COVID. Last night, a man shot and wounded two employees at an industrial plant in Anderson County, South Carolina, before killing himself. Authorities think the man had been a plant employee. This is AP News. A high-profile lawmaker is among the latest political figures to announce he's tested positive for COVID. The AP's Jackie Quinn has this.
61-year-old Adam Schiff, a Democrat who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, announced it on Twitter, saying he feels fine and will quarantine and follow CDC guidelines. He also urged others to get vaccinated. There have been new upticks of cases that are linked to the subvariant BA2, but it's not known if that's what he has. Several political figures, even the White House press secretary, recently tested positive for COVID-19. The president last week received a second vaccine booster shot. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A lawyer for New York City's been fired after crashing a news conference Monday to confront Mayor Eric Adams about the city's mask mandates for little children. Daniela Jampel demanded Mayor Adams unmask our toddlers, as she put it. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.